Unemployment in the United States reached nearly 6% in December, the highest it's been since April of 1995. Commentator Amity Schles says that as difficult as things are now, the current rise in joblessness eventually could help everyone.
Our critics in Germany and Japan like to depict America as a cold country, a place that doesn't care about its workers. And lately, they could argue, they've had a lot of evidence for their point of view. Last fall, U.S. unemployment rose 9/10 of a percentage point, a sharper increase than is common among big developed nations. There it goes again, the critics say, that brutal hire-and-fire culture. And certainly the layoffs are brutal for those who go through them. But America's pink slips are also America's special strength. They show that American firms have the freedom to lay people off in times of recession. And when firms can do that, they have a better chance of surviving. Then, when the economy gets just a little better, these firms have enough cash to start expanding. Eventually, they can hire again. What's important is that the firms don't feel trapped. If they know they can fire, then they will feel free to hire. They can create jobs when the time is right and do so by the millions. So our hire and fire culture is really a fire to hire culture. The result is that America's unemployment levels are among the lowest of big developed nations. Compare America to Europe. There, three things make it much harder to lay people off: law, custom, and powerful unions. So firms must keep people on and on. This sounds humane, but the result isn't particularly humane. Because companies aren't allowed to lay off, they can't work their way out of trouble easily. Labor costs weigh down their balance sheets. Even when good times come along, the companies have so many expenses that they can rarely afford to hire new workers. The result is unending unemployment. In Japan and Germany, unending unemployment is so embedded in the culture that it has worked its way into the language. The Japanese talk about freeders, permanent temps who can't find a job no matter how they try. In Germany, many young adults reside in Hotel Mama. They live at home because they have no job to fund an apartment. The German government recently ran an ad campaign advising people to immigrate to Ireland if they wanted work. And forecasters in Europe don't expect many new jobs to materialize soon. This sort of national hopelessness just doesn't exist here. Most people are confident that they will find another job. They may even get it soon. Many of our economists are already predicting that unemployment will stop rising this spring, and perhaps even recede. In other words, it certainly is painful to live in a hire and fire culture, but it is still better than living in a culture that has trouble creating jobs at all.
The comments of Amity Schles, a columnist for the Financial Times.